It's a new year in the sky, so let's preview 2016. In the realm of space science, the year that just ended was a hard act to follow, since the Europeans landed on a comet with their Rosetta mission, and NASA flew its New Horizons spacecraft past Pluto. We also had two total lunar eclipses visible from here, whereas in this new year, there will be exactly zero total eclipses seen from here, and none of the moon anywhere. When it comes to meteor showers, the famous summer Perseid display on August 12th will unfold under good pre-dawn conditions, but the December Geminid meteors will be ruined by a full moon. Venus will be an okay morning star during the first half of 2016. It's that brilliant star you may have noticed, low in the east before dawn. Venus will switch over to the evening sky in the autumn. Mars will be brilliant this spring, and at its closest to Earth since 2005. Jupiter will be fabulous the first half of this year, and Saturn will have its rings wide open and be more glorious through a backyard telescope than has been seen in over a decade. Its best appearance this year will be during the summer. The biggest media event will revolve around the moon. This coming November 13th to 14th, on the very night it's full, it will come closer to Earth than any time since 1948. This will be the most super moon, with the most exaggerated tides as well, and is guaranteed to get headlines. Meanwhile, though it's not astronomy but climate, many will be watching the weather. Last year we had a colder than normal winter, and experts were wondering if climate change was altering the northern jet stream to let Siberian air spill over the pole into the northeast. But this year, the Climate Prediction Center is forecasting a warmer than normal winter and spring for our region. We will see. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.